live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Patrick Corbett, who is a professor at Cooley Law School. Good evening, Patrick. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm good, thanks.
Very good. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. Got a press release that I found very interesting. Cooley is releasing a series of short videos on cyber crimes involving children and teenagers, and it was you, sir, who developed these videos.
Yeah, that's right. I did it actually with the help of some people in our human resources department, and I'm excited to see what the public thinks of it.
And the subject of these videos is all related, obviously, to cybercrime, but what are some of the different topics?
Well, we have about 9 different clips. The first one is an introduction just to kind of explain who I am so that they have some references to who this person is. It's kind of talking to them about the state laws of Michigan. And then we cover child pornography, cyber harassment and social networks, cyber harassment and text messaging, identity theft, voyeurism, computer hacking, recording a private conversation. And then I have the last clip is basically a discussion of some of the non-criminal consequences that could arise if a person is using high-tech tools or the Internet in the wrong way. The majority of them now focus on the criminal laws in Michigan and how they might apply to how teens and kids are using the Internet and high-tech devices.
And since you mentioned it, why don't you give folks listening your background, and that'll become a lot clearer to them as to how you've put these together and why.
Okay. Well, I actually, prior to coming to Cooley, I had several jobs, but the most relevant jobs, I spent about a decade working at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit as a federal prosecutor. And did a wide variety of prosecutions of various crimes. And then about 2.5 years I spent at the Michigan Attorney General's office helping set up a high-tech crime unit. I was the deputy chief of that unit. And then that job was going along, and I ended up getting an offer to come work at Cooley, and I've been there a little over 9 years.
So you're teaching as well as doing projects?
Right now I'm teaching, and these projects, this extra stuff, is the kind of thing that Cooley is gracious enough to give us sabbaticals so that we can work on things like this. So I actually had a sabbatical this summer, and I spent some time working on this, but unfortunately here it is February, we're just now getting it out, but it's, we have various technical things that we had to work through to make sure it was going to come across okay.
Well, what I love is that you've chosen a high-tech way to get out messages about high-tech crimes.
Yeah, and I think it's hopefully the message is going to get to the right people, and I'm thinking that if we choose the high-tech route, then the people who are probably most in need of the information are going to get the information.
And am I correct that you're kind of targeting these videos, well, certainly for families, but kind of targeting them at teens who are using the high-tech devices like, cell phones and social networking sites?
That's right, Cheryl. It actually started several years ago when I was with the Attorney General's office. I started going into some schools talking about Internet safety, and that just kind of carried over into what's going on now. How are kids behaving with each other, and what are the criminal consequences of some of the things they're doing? So I spent several sessions going into various schools, talking to middle schoolers and high schoolers, and felt like there are so many schools who seem to have a need for this, that maybe the best thing we could do is to create some videos so that the teachers can pull up a 5-10 minute video on identity theft and talk about it in the context of a class, or they can talk about child pornography if it's relevant to something that's happening at their school with how kids are using cell phones and taking pictures of each other or themselves in sexual positions. And so there's a lot of things that the kids are doing where they need to know the law. So.
Well, and I think I've had various guests on the show and in the studio talking about, sexting and cyberbullying and so forth. And I think sometimes, depending on the age, of course, Patrick, but sometimes they don't realize what they're actually doing and that some of the things they're doing are crimes.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's probably one of the most shocking realizations that the kids in high school and middle school might have. We'll often talk about, I'll ask them what are some of the things that are going on in their schools, and and then we'll come up with a hypothetical that is relevant to maybe something that they're going through, and then we explore the law. And I think oftentimes the kids are a little bit surprised that the law applies. And one of the things that I think is also important to talk about, so it doesn't seem like I'm just blowing smoke, is to say, you know, prosecutors have the discretion to take these charges. Now, they may not do it 9 out of 10 times when the person who's committing the crime is a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old, but if it happens enough in their county, the prosecutor may decide to exercise his or her discretion and do something about it.
I'm guessing when you're speaking in front of a group of school students of whatever age, there's a lot of aha moments going on their faces as you're looking out over the crowd and thinking, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because I've had kids come up to me afterwards and say, thank you so much, because I'm going to go and change a lot of things. And they don't tell me specifically, but they are excited to know that they've got this information that gives them the tools to make good decisions. And so I sense a lot of kids probably go off and maybe modify their social network sites or do something to try to make themselves look a little bit better on the internet and maybe behave a little bit more appropriately.
Well, and even with young adults but older than school children, just the case in Ingham County this last week, the Ingham County prosecutor brought charges against three men who were 21 years old who furnished alcohol, allegedly, to a group of teenagers, three of whom died in an accident a little over a week and a half ago, and they had advertised the party for a fee on Facebook.
Right, and you know, you'd think that all pretty harmless things, because they're thinking to themselves, what's the likelihood that something would ever happen bad out of this? We just want to have people come to our party, and we want to be able to meet our costs. That's what they're thinking, these college kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the consequences are huge, because what's on Facebook, these social network sites, can be used by law enforcement as evidence. Okay. And that's exactly what's going on in that case that you described.
Absolutely, and that was a surprise to me. And obviously, Patrick, more and more people on the internet, more and more crimes. I mean, statistically, the numbers are just going to go up.
Yeah, you know, I don't have an up-to-date gauge on where we are, say, this year in relationship to the last couple of years. There is a website, the Federal Trade Commission keeps statistics for crimes that have been where people have reported fraud and other internet-related crimes. That's a pretty good site to be able to explore to see, you know, how things, if they've gone up or not. But it sure seems like with the ready availability of the internet and all the high-tech tools that there's going to be more crimes committed. One school recently that I spoke at, I talked to middle schoolers, and I asked the kids in the audience, just as a startup, I said, how many of you have cell phones with cameras and unlimited text messaging? And at least 75 to 80% of the audience raised their hands. And these are sixth graders.
Wow.
And then I asked the follow-up question, how many of you are on a social network site? And at least 75 to 80%, literally the same group, raised their hand. So that tells you something right there. The kids are that early using these tools and using them in a way where maybe they don't have as much guidance or thought process as to what's right and what's wrong on it. You got to figure they're going to be making some big-time mistakes.
And I think it's important at this point, Patrick, to tell folks where they can view these videos.
Right. This is at Cooley's website. There's a couple different spots, but if you go to www.cooley.edu/faculty/cybercrimes, all one word, cybercrimes, .html, and you should be able to get to it. The other alternative, if that was too much, is just go to the Cooley.edu website, find my link. You can just check under faculty, under Corbett, and then you'll see the links to it. It's both on our Cooley website as well as on YouTube, so if you did a search on YouTube, you could find it also. If you just put in cybercrimes and Corbett, you'd find all the links.
Go ahead.
The YouTube version of it actually has all of the videos. You can view them separately or as one continuous thing. So altogether, I think it's about 70 minutes worth of videos.
Well, it sounds to me, Patrick, like it's 70 minutes that could really give you an eye-opening education and protect you and your family.
Yeah, I'd like to think that, and I hope people will seek it out. And, it, you know, even though it's geared towards middle schoolers and high schoolers, I really want the adults to look at it too. I mean, I think there's plenty of adults that are using these tools maybe in an inappropriate way too. And so the laws apply to people. A person who commits the crime, whether you're a juvenile or whether you're an adult, doesn't make any difference. But the hypotheticals I use all relate to kids.
Well, I think they're invaluable. When I got the release today, I haven't had time to look at them, but I'm certainly going to peruse them over the weekend and take a look. I appreciate your time, and I'd love to be able to check back in with you at a later date.
Sounds great, Cheryl. I'd be happy to talk to you, okay?
Very good. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Okay, yep, bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Patrick Corbett, who is a professor at Cooley Law School, who released a series of short videos on cyber crimes involving children and teenagers today. You can check him out on YouTube or at the Cooley website. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.